Safety Office. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Exit Realty. Bob Lamm and Associates. America's number one exit office. Now, welcome to Countdown to Tip-Off. Here is the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you. Good evening from the Murphy Center, where it is senior night tonight and the final home game for Middle Tennessee's Lady Raiders, who come into the contest looking for win number 20 on the season. The Raiders are 19-9, 11-5 in Conference USA, and right now tied with Charlotte for the number four position in the Conference USA standings. The North Texas Mean Green come in with 11 wins, 17 losses. They are 5-11 conference and have a road record this season of 3-10. Middle Tennessee at home is 11-3. Dick Palmer along with Dwayne Hickey. Dwayne, big night tonight. Final time here in this great arena for the Raiders this season.
It certainly is, Dick. It'll be senior night. One senior, Charity Savage, playing her final regular season home game here in the Murphy Center, but a lot at stake. Middle Tennessee really trying to find a way to keep their hopes alive for an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. It starts tonight. You got to win tonight and then go on the road and win Saturday at Charlotte and then find your way to Frisco and see if you can make something happen.
I know you know this, but I hope our listeners do. Middle Tennessee is the number one choice of transfer students in the state of Tennessee. One reason why is the guaranteed transfer scholarship. If you have at least 60 credit hours, a 3.0 college GPA, you're guaranteed a scholarship of $3,000 a year for 2 years. Find out more by visiting mtsu.edu/transfer. Well, the Mean Green come in, second meeting of the season. Teams played in Denton, Texas back in early February. Raiders won that game 80-60, but it was a two-point game going into the fourth quarter. And that was a breakout game for Anastasia Hayes, who had 33 points to lead the Raiders' fourth-quarter surge. And Dwayne Hickey will be talking with Blue Raider assistant coach Kim Bruton about the opponents tonight, North Texas. That'll be coming up right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Have an upcoming event or celebration? MT Catering has you covered on or off campus. Whether it's a business lunch, wedding, tailgate, or anything in between, MT Catering has got you covered. We also offer Chick-fil-A and Dunkin' Donuts catering. Call us today to help you plan your event at 615-898-2202 or visit mtdining.com and click catering. MT Catering, your MTSU catering solution.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy!
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com!
Dwayne Hickey joined by assistant coach Kim Bruton, Middle Tennessee at home for the last time in the regular season to take on the North Texas Mean Green. Coach Bruton, hard to believe this is the end of the regular season.
I know, it's sad, you know, because it's charity senior game, but we're excited to be back and playing in front of our fans, especially after a big win against Western at home on Saturday.
Boy, what a win that was. You hope you carry the momentum of that game into tonight against a pretty good North Texas team. A couple of players that Middle Tennessee fans want to watch, Boyd and George.
Absolutely, and George is a 6'2 post player. She's just a beast inside. She's strong. She's physical. She's our leading scorer, leading rebounder. She's going to be a big test for our post players to defend today. And Boyd is a freshman guard that has really stepped up for them. She's their second leading scorer. She's very good off the bounce, got a quick first step, and can knock down the open 3-2. She had a great game for them against Marshall. She went hit her first 5 three-pointers, so she's playing with a lot of confidence. Our girls are going to have to step up and defend her today as well.
On the defensive end of the floor, what do you expect North Texas to try to do against Middle Tennessee when they have the ball?
They're going to press us more than we've been pressed from other teams. That's just part of what they do, and they're going to switch their presses up. They're going to see some three-quarter court, 1-2-2, 2-2-1. They're going to full-court man us some. So we talked a lot about that. We've got to be ready for that, execute our press offenses, and break their press to score.
Coaches, I always appreciate your time. Go get them tonight.
Thank you.
That's been Kim Bruton on our pregame scouting report. We'll step aside, take a break, back with more on the countdown to tip-off as you listen to Lady Raider basketball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
The Murfreesboro Post is Rutherford County's sports leader. No one covers high school sports like the Post. Now you can receive the Murfreesboro Post delivered by mail each week to your home for only $20 a year. Sign up at MurfreesboroPost.com and click subscribe, and we will get your delivery of the Murfreesboro Post started. That's MurfreesboroPost.com for delivery of the Murfreesboro Post.
The MTSU Alumni Association is proud of its more than 130,000 living alumni who are leading, teaching, entertaining, researching, flying, farming, nursing, and more worldwide. Every Blue Raider accomplishment adds value to your degree. Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? Visit mtalumni.com to share what you're doing, update your information, and see how you can be involved and informed. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Las Casas Drugs is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics, located at 4702 Las Casas Pike, just minutes from Murfreesboro. Las Casas Drugs strives to provide all of your pharmaceutical needs in that hometown atmosphere you deserve. Family-owned and operated, Las Casas Drugs offers free delivery, immunizations, drive-through window, gift shop, merchandise, and medication management programs. Come by and see how we can make a difference. And go Blue Raiders!
Making good chimes, getting saucy, love those chops, basting pork chops, spicy, yum, and bacon.
This moment of pure pork passion brought to you by pork. So many ways to make it, there's no end to the yum.
eating pork chops.
Find recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
And welcome back in to our countdown to tip-off as the Lady Raiders on the home court for the final time in this season against North Texas tonight. Also senior night, Coach Rick Hensel will have our senior presentation following the game, I think.
That's right, Dick. You know, we don't like to do it before the game. Kids are really emotional. Parents are emotional. And then you got to come right back out and play. And you know, it's we've had a pretty good success going after the game. So that's what we'll do tonight with Charity and give her her time. And the fans will be able to get with her on the floor after the game also.
Yeah, and we hope they'll stick around and honor her for her time here. And Charity has been kind of a study in perseverance, hasn't she?
Well, Charity is, you know, she's what student athletes all about. I mean, she came here. She came here to get a quality education. She came here to play basketball and to play in one of the best programs in the country. And, you know, when everything around her didn't seem like it was going right, she stayed with it. And she ended up this year starting and being, and, you know, could be all conference. And, you know, the kid's just done a great job for us. Leads us on the floor, leads us off the floor, leads us in the classroom. Just you would hope everybody that comes in would be like Charity Savage.
And I'm going to assume that when you went into your summer practice leading up to the official start of practice, the fall and everything, that she probably wasn't high on the list of possible post players.
No, Dick, she really was. We felt like that she was very confident in what we do as a team, our system, and looking at our players that we had. We had a lot of new players. We had a lot of size. But we still felt like Charity would be the one there, that she knew what we wanted our system, what we wanted out of our system, what we wanted out of that four and that five position. She could play both. And then we knew we had some quick guards, and we knew that she would fit right in with them. And so because she's not concerned about a stat sheet. She's concerned about winning. What can she do to help this team win? Is it rebounding the basketball? Is it scoring 15, 16 points a night? Diving after loose balls? Taking charges? She does it all. So, you know, she was high on our depth chart. She may not have been high on anybody else's, but as far as the coaches were concerned, we were very happy that she stayed with us. She gave us the leadership that we needed for our young people that we knew were coming into our program. And, you know, they all like her.
Taylor Lewis, is she going to be able to suit up tonight?
Oh, yes, yes. They did an MRI the other night, and she's going to be all right, and she'll be suited tonight.
So you'll have 10
tonight. Well, we hope so. You know, you never know with this bunch. We hope so. But right now, everything's going pretty good. I think Taylor Sutton may have some signage, drainage, and stuff like that. But, she'll come back and play hard.
Big game tonight. Big game. Final home game. Senior night, one we need to put in the win column.
Well, it keeps us in the running for that at-large bid, and that's what we're looking at. And it also keeps us in the running for the first round bye. So, you know, this is an important game, as all of them's been. Since we've started conference play, when you go into conference play, I think our first game was Old Dominion, and then we got beat. And from there on, every game has been it's like pulling hen's teeth. I mean, we go into it, and it's a tough game. Most all the conference games have been tough, even the games against FIU and the games against San Antonio, which are two teams that's not going to make the tournament. But they played well against us. I think we had to play the San Antonio game without any. So, we haven't had a chance to sit back and kind of rub ourselves on the back in any game.
Coach, best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Dick.
Coach Rick Hensel with his pregame comments, brought to you by the Daily News Journal. Read all about Blue Raider sports in the DNJ, delivered to your door or online at dnj.com. We'll be back to take a look at Conference USA and what's going on there after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
$206.
$65.
$520.
I got back over $1,000 last year.
At Ascend, the more you bank, the more you could earn. Because we share our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $8 million.
$347 deposited straight into my account.
What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
It's your month, America, because this is Ford Truck Month. Your month for great deals on legendary Ford trucks like F-150, Super Duty, and Ranger. Your month to drive Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 43 years straight. Your month for big-time power, off-road capability, and turning heads around town. Your month to, well, you get the idea.
Based on 1977 through 2019 calendar year total sales.
Great deals, tough trucks. Oh, yeah, it's Ford Truck Month, all right.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
I'm Will Brown, the great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. In working at Roscoe Brown, I've seen firsthand what my great-grandfather started in 1940, and that same work ethic and quality to detail still stands today. We take great pride in providing excellent customer service. Roscoe Brown sets the gold standard for the industry. We know there are many options when it comes to choosing heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation. Call us today. You'll be glad you did.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
And right on cue, as the Lady Raiders take the floor, we're back. Our countdown to tip off. Time to take a look at what's going on around Conference USA.
And that's brought to you by our friends at Hampton Inns and Suites Murfreesboro, old-fashioned Southern hospitality and comfort, located at 325 North Thompson Lane, right here in Murfreesboro. Four games underway already in conference play. 2 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and Old Dominion holds a one-point lead over UAB 27-26, that game in Norfolk. On the road, Marshall at FIU. They lead FIU 12-9 at the end of the first quarter. Southern Miss and Florida Atlantic down in Hattiesburg. Florida Atlantic on top, 13-11 at the 152 mark of quarter number one. And WKU at home hosting Charlotte, a game Middle Tennessee is watching closely. WKU up 18-14, 15 seconds remaining in quarter number one. Other games involving Conference USA teams, Rice will play host to UTEP, and UTSA will play host to Louisiana Tech. And that is our look around Conference USA, brought to you by Hampton Inns and Suites. We'll step aside, take a break, back with starting lineups and more as you listen to Lady Raider basketball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
We know everyone's fitness journey is different, which is why Gold's Gym offers such a wide range of fitness options on the latest fitness equipment. From machines and free weights to bar and hot yoga classes, the clubs of Gold's Gym Tennessee have something for everyone, including childcare. With two locations in Murfreesboro and one in Smyrna, Gold's Gym provides Rutherford County the best facilities at competitive prices. Drop in now for your $1 enrollment membership. See club for details.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, Chip Walters here. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from Floyd Stadium at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and all the other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com or at Gate 2A on game days. Lightning's Locker Room, the official game day provider, powered by Textbook Brokers.
Our employees at Purity Dairy are proud to be true blue supporters of Middle Tennessee athletics and their student athletes. At Purity Dairy, we aim to be the most trusted source of wholesome, delicious dairy products for every occasion. We never forget how fortunate we are to be invited into your home, and we earn our place by holding ourselves to the highest standards. With over 100 products available in Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky, visit your local retailer for Purity milk, ice cream, and more.
Inspire students and elevate learning outcomes with RICO Interactive Whiteboards from RJ Young. Easily write, draw, edit, move, and save information. Connect your laptop or mobile device to turn static content into interactive lessons. Encourage participation with the easy-to-use Windows 10-based controller. To begin empowering educators, visit rjyoung.com/whiteboards.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
And welcome back in for the final time to our countdown to tip-off. Middle Tennessee and North Texas. Time to take a look at our starting lineups. Brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. Show your MTSU pride with every purchase. Visit an Ascend branch and ask for their MTSU debit card. Ascend is the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider athletics. Let's go to North Texas. Our visitors from Denton, Texas. They're coached by Jaylee Mitchell in her fifth year with a record of 58 wins, 68 losses. She is a former outstanding player and a member of the Hall of Fame in North Texas. She is their head coach, and we'll start this way. Number 23, Randy Thompson, a 5'10 freshman from Plano, Texas. 8 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 41, Madison Townley, 6 foot redshirt junior from Duncanville, Texas. 5 points, 6 rebounds a game for Townley. Big post player is Anisha George, 6'2, a senior from St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. Out of junior college, she is averaging 14 points, 9 rebounds a game, and had 14 against the Raiders in the first meeting. Number four is Jazion Jackson, a 5'9 freshman from Dallas, 6 points, three rebounds. She did not start in the first meeting between the two, came off the bench. And number three, Naya Boyd, a 5'6 freshman from Mesquite, Texas, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds a game. She had 11 against the Raiders in that first meeting. So it's Thompson, Townley, George, Jackson, and Boyd for the main green. For Middle Tennessee and Coach Rick Ensel in his 15th year with a record of 359 and 130. He is 19-1 against North Texas. Number one, Anastasia Hayes, 5'7 sophomore from Riverdale High School in Murfreesboro, the leading scorer for the Raiders, 18 points, also pulls 6 rebounds a game and leads the team in assists. Number 33, Courtney Whitson, a 6 foot freshman from Kingsport, played at Dobbins Bennett High School there. She is averaging 7.6 rebounds, has started every game in her freshman season. Number 35, and our featured player tonight is Charity Savage, 6 foot senior, because it is senior night here. Out of Memphis, Tennessee, averaging 10 points, 11 rebounds a game. In the backcourt, number two, Taylor Sutton, 5'4 sophomore from Atlanta, 13 points, 3 rebounds for Taylor. And number 11, Aislinn Hayes, 5'6 freshman, also from Riverdale High School, 14 points, 5 rebounds a game. So for Middle Tennessee, Hayes and Hayes, Whitson, Savage, and Taylor Sutton. Teams are getting ready to line up for the national anthem. We'll take our final break, and when we return, we'll have play-by-play action for you on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
City Auto built its reputation by offering a no-pressure environment. It's still true today. At City Auto, each vehicle has the price clearly marked on it. The price you see is the price you pay. No haggling, no stressful negotiating, and no bargaining over an inflated sticker price. At City Auto, we've carefully selected quality inventory, then competitively priced it to ensure it's right on value and right on price. The first time, come see us and save. City Auto, Bridge Avenue off Old Fort Parkway, Murfreesboro.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're tailgating with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help tackle your hunger and give you energy. So pick up bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a winner.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm agent Deb Insel, at 931-684-5274.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
$206.
$65.
$520.
I got back over $1,000 last year.
At Ascend, the more you bank, the more you could earn. Because we share our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $8 million.
$347 deposited straight into my account.
What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
On the Blue Raider Network, from Learfield IMG College. This is Lady Raider Basketball, brought to you by Ascension St. Thomas, official hospital partner of MTSU. Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Marco's Pizza, Hello Primo, and by Exit Realty. Bob Lamb and Associates, America's number one exit office. Now let's go courtside. Here is the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and welcome in to another broadcast of Middle Tennessee Lady Raider basketball. Game number 29 on our schedule this year. Raiders come in having won 19 of the previous 28 with 9 losses, 11-5 in Conference USA. The opponents tonight, the Mean Green of North Texas, they are 11-17 and 5-11 in conference play. This is the 27th meeting between these two in women's basketball. Middle Tennessee holds the edge in the series, 22 wins to 4 for North Texas. And here at the Murphy Center, the Raiders are 12-1 against the Mean Green. Last meeting was on the 6th of February in Denton, Texas. Raiders won that game 80-60. The last meeting here on the 26th of January last year, Middle Tennessee won that one 61-46 behind 22 points from Aquine Hayes. as the Lady Raiders starting lineup about ready to be introduced.
And speaking of starting lineups, we'll take a look at today's injury report brought to you by our friends, the law offices of John Day, Murfreesboro's personal injury law firm, and a proud sponsor of the Blue Raiders. And if you were listening to our pregame interview with Coach Rick Ensel, you understand that really there's nobody on the injury list tonight. Got a clean bill of health, and everyone is ready to go.
Taylor Lewis missed the Western Kentucky game Saturday with an injured knee, but she's back wearing a brace on that knee, but she is available to play tonight. So it's Middle Tennessee with Anastasia Hayes, Courtney Whitson, Charity Savage, Taylor Sutton, and Aislinn Hayes. It is senior night. Charity Savage, being the only senior, will be honored after the game in a brief presentation, and we hope our fans here will stick around and give her a good send-off, because the team will be leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning, flying to Charlotte, North Carolina, to wind up the season with the Charlotte 49ers on Saturday.
And then they'll head off to Frisco, Texas for the Conference USA Tournament. We ask you to join Blue Raider basketball at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Conference USA Basketball Championship tickets are now on sale through the Blue Raider Tickets Office. Fans can purchase a ticket booklet for $125, which is valid for every game in the entire tournament, March 11th through 14th. All games are once again being held at the beautiful Ford Center at the Star on the 91-acre campus of the Dallas Cowboy World Headquarters. Purchase your ticket, simply click on the blue box below on the Blue Raider Network's webpage, or call the ticket office at 615-898-5261. So Blue Raider basketball, Frisco, Texas. Be sure to check into the Blue Raider ticket office or go online to GoBlueRaiders.com to purchase your tickets.
First Vision, first minute of the game brought to you by First Vision Bank, where service means more power to your business. The opening tip won by Anastasia Hayes. Drives into the layup and scores. And right away, the Raiders steal the opening tip and score. And that's not the first time that Anastasia has done that little trick. They knew which way the tip was going. Here's a driving miss by Boyd for North Texas. Raiders get the rebound. Hayes in front court. Bounces it to Aislinn. Hayes on the wing. She'll drive it in. Charity Savage wide open for a layup.
Yeah, beautiful dribble penetration that time by Aislinn. Hayes broke the defense down, left Charity Savage wide open.
North Texas coming in quickly down 4-0 as the Raiders play defense. In the right corner with the basketball is Jackson. She'll bring it out top of the key, flip it over in the left corner, and a baseline shot is going to be no good. Picked off there by Charity Savage, and the Raiders bring it down with a four-point lead. Out front, Aislinn Hayes. We've just gone over the one-minute mark in this ballgame. Out to Courtney Whitson. Looks inside and drug that pivot foot. She was looking for a bounce pass to the post. Charity was not open, and Courtney guilty of a travel.
Yeah, good defense that time by Townley.
There's a steal by Anastasia. She's got her layup, and she will score again.
I'm not sure that was a steal. That was a pass to Anastasia. She was not expecting that pass. Came right to her.
She knew what to do with it.
That she did.
With the basketball is Townley, and the name with a left-hander, no good. Followed up by George, and she misses. Charity Savage the rebound. Quickly down to Aislinn Hayes. Driving in the lane for a layup, and she will score. And the Raiders quickly out to an 8-0 lead, and North Texas will take a timeout. So this will be a full timeout. We will take it also. 8:31 to play first quarter. Middle Tennessee 8, North Texas nothing, on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
8:31 remaining, first quarter from the Murphy Center. Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, Middle Tennessee on top, 8-0. As the Blue Raiders are, I should say, the Lady Raiders are 4-for-4 from the floor to start the game, while North Texas, Dick, is 0-of-4.
And they will have the ball in backcourt. Don't see any lineup change, or do we? North Texas has the number 24 in there, and
I don't have her on my roster.
And she's not on the first box, so I'm going to say that's probably Mims. I think she wore 24 in Denton, who was a starter in that previous meeting. All coming out on top.
It is Mims.
To Mims, takes it on the top of the key. Townley for a jumper there that misses, and the rebound taken off by the Raiders. Here's Taylor Sutton in front court. Sutton shovels a pass back to Anastasia Hayes. Hayes working outside. Backs it up a little bit now. Now puts on the speed and goes to Aislinn Hayes. In with a left-hand layup, overshot it. Charity Savage rebounds and scores on the putback.
Charity has all, actually she has now five, four of the five Middle Tennessee rebounds.
10-0 Middle Tennessee. Already a double-digit lead. Here's a steal by Anastasia. She's got a breakaway, and she will lay it up and score. And it's 12-0. Well, what great anticipation she has. A nose for the basketball.
That's her third steal to start the game.
Out front with the ball for North Texas is Jackson. Flips the pass over to Townley. Townley, top of the key. Stops at the free throw line. Feeds it under to the big post player, George. Got a left-hander up and missed it. They battle for the rebounds, and we've got a foul on the Raiders. I believe it's on Courtney Whitson.
I believe it is on Courtney Whitson.
So it'll be George going to the line. Folks here in the Murphy Center are still standing, Dwayne.
Almost 3 minutes into this contest.
Free throw good. Now they will take a seat as the first point on the board for North Texas. And it's a 12-1 Blue Raider lead. George's second shot rattles but stays in. 12-2, Middle Tennessee. They're going to press some in backcourt now. This is Jackson in the backcourt pressing. Raiders get it across to Courtney Whitson. Out front to Aislinn Hayes. 2-3 zone for North Texas. Right side Sutton. Left it goes to Anastasia into Whitson. She'll drive it under and lost it out of bounds, but it was knocked out by the North Texas player.
I think it's poked away there by 23.
Thompson. Raiders out of bounds play. Comes into Anastasia. She'll be called for steps. 6:46 to play. 12-2 Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, Anastasia moved both feet before putting the ball on the floor, and that constituted a travel.
North Texas to bring it down. This is Jackson out near the center line. Her heels are almost on the line. Boy, she came within a whisker being in the backcourt. Now to George out front. One dribble, steal by Aislinn Hayes. To Anastasia. She'll drive for a layup and score. Anastasia coming off a 37-point game Saturday. Already has eight. We're not at the halfway point of the first quarter yet. 14-2. Raiders on top. There's a shot inside by Jackson that misses, but we've got a foul.
Yeah, they're going to call that on Courtney Whitson. That's a tough foul, Courtney Whitson, because the offensive player, Dick, dropped her shoulder and initiated contact into the chest of Courtney Whitson. Now, Courtney was moving, but I'm I find difficult that that's a defensive foul when the offensive player initiates the contact with their shoulder in a dropped position.
Jackson at the line makes the first one. 14-3. And one more for the 5'9 freshman, Jason Jackson. Hit them both. 14-4. Raiders with the basketball, leading by 10. Aislinn Hayes, long pass across to Alexis Whittington, who just came in for Courtney Whitson. Out front, Aislinn Hayes. Backs it up. North Texas now goes man-to-man. In the corner, Sutton. Aislinn Hayes underneath to Charity Savage. She'll lay it up, miss that one. Rebound going to be taken by Sutton. Open at the foul line, jumps, misses. And Charity, I think, had it go off her hand out of bounds.
Yeah, a little frustrated there by the easy miss. Charity goes and gets the next offensive rebound, or attempts anyway, just couldn't quite get both hands around it.
North Texas to bring it down. This is Jackson to work it across the line. She came into the starting lineup about four games ago in place of Mims. And now we've got an offensive foul
on George. And that's twice. She got away with it the first time. She didn't get away with it the second time. If this were the hockey rink, Dick, that's a hip check is what that basically is. Her feet are set, but she's shifting her hips out to make contact on the screen.
All coming in to the Raider front court now. Taylor Sutton out on the left wing. Bounces right to Aislinn Hayes. Hayes comes to the middle. Bounces left to Sutton. Open from three. Drilled it. Taylor Sutton hit her last three against Western on Saturday. Hit her first three tonight. Here's another steal for Anastasia. I think she stepped on the end line coming down the floor.
Yeah, she was heads up, headed toward the basket. Unfortunately, just a foot on the sideline there.
17-4. Jackson is out. And Naya Boyd, their freshman, their starting point guard, back in. Townley puts it, Shepherd, who's in there now, puts it in play to Boyd. Out to Mims in the circle. Little give and go to George. Lays it up and in.
Pretty play right there. Nice execution by North Texas.
First field goal for the Mean Green comes at the 4:54 mark. And it is 17-6. Raiders in front court. Aislinn Hayes outside. Comes left to Taylor Sutton. Back on the right side to Anastasia. Drives, kicks it off in the corner to Aislinn. Out to Sutton. Fakes, drives, feeds off inside. And shot blocked from behind by North Texas. Charity Savage was going to go up with it. And it was Townley who came behind her and blocked it. Now Townley with a three, misses. Aislinn has the rebound, pushes it into the front court. Beers off to the left side. Takes it in the middle to Anastasia. Back to Aislinn Hayes. Backs it up a little bit. Comes around Charity Savage screen. Off to Alexis Whittington. Looks into the post. Gives it to Charity. Puts it on the floor against George. Ball knocked free by George. Picked up by North Texas. They're going to get a layup. And it will be missed. Wide open. Long pass down court for the Raiders. Whittington left corner for three. No good. And a rebound this time picked off by Townley for North Texas. Here's Boyd. Ball knocked free by Anastasia Hayes. George picks it up, shoots a three out there and misses. And Charity Savage the rebound. Kicks it ahead to Aislinn Hayes. Hayes tried to beat Anastasia, cutting for the basket. North Texas had a player cut in the passing lane and knock it out of bounds. 3:31 to play in the quarter. 17-6, Middle Tennessee.
Dick, fast and furious the last couple of minutes here. Up and down, both teams playing a little sloppy after being Middle Tennessee, especially being very sharp in the first 5 minutes of the quarter.
And now we've got a whistle on the out-of-bounds play. North Texas foul. Number two.
Summer Jones.
Jones, a freshman who has just come in. Just in time to commit a foul. Raiders get it out of bounds again. Into Anastasia Hayes for a layup, and she'll score. The assist to Aislinn Hayes, who was the inbounds passer. And it's 19-6. Raiders by 13. There's Boyd with a pull-up jumper outside missing. Rebound Taylor Sutton pushes the ball into front court. Sutton out to Aislinn Hayes. Comes left on a drive. Lost it going in. Townley picked her pocket. Down to Boyd. She'll drive for a layup, and Boyd will score.
That time, Dick, Haslin Hayes tried to go one on three and dribble through three Mean Green defenders, and they picked her pocket.
Here is Taylor Sutton with the ball into front court. 19-8 Raiders. High post, Charity Savage off to Haslin Hayes. In the corner to Whittington. Alexis, two dribbles, back out to Sutton for three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Townley for North Texas. Boyd, long pass ahead to Townley. Lays up and scores.
Actually, I think that's 11.
It was Shepherd. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Shepherd. 19-10. Raiders lead is 9. Has been as many as 13. Up front with the ball, Taylor Sutton. Sutton guarded there by Jones. Works out to Charity Savage at long range. And now back to Haslin Hayes. Getting close to the two-minute mark here in the first quarter. Haslin off to Whittington. Three in the air. It's good.
That was the reverse give and go where you take the high ball screen, dribble, penetrate, and kick it back to the screener who was standing on the three-point line.
22-10. Here's a ball blocked by Whittington. Shot blocked. Sutton has it. Gets it down to Haslin Hayes. Fouled as she went in to try and shoot a layup. Fouled by Shepherd, who with a nice gesture helped her back to her feet.
Shepherd, the 6'2 sophomore from Killeen, Texas.
Haslin Hayes to the free throw line.
Kaya Turner coming into the ball game for the Lady Raiders.
Taylor Sutton out. Also, I think that's the only change. Haslin for two. The first one bounces high. One, two, three times off the rim and falls off. No good.
Blue Raider fans get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company, the team to call.
Missed them both. And a rebound taken by Shepherd. Gets it off to Boyd. Boyd starts left on the dribble. Comes back. Starts left again. Gets down to the baseline. Flips the pass out. Going to be deflected. Saved there by Townley. Now back to Boyd. Kicks it in the corner for three, and it is good. That was Jones. Summer Jones, freshman reserve, with the basket. Now we've got a foul out front on North Texas.
Yeah, Boyd's going to pick that one up. A little hand check there, some 55 feet from the basket.
22-13, 1:15 to play here in quarter number one. Raiders got off to a great start. Jumped out in front 12-0. Anastasia Hayes to Haslin, who brings it across the line. Comes left. High post, Charity Savage. Two dribbles. Hands it back to Hayes. Haslin stops, spins, goes to Anastasia. Looks to the post, not open. Anastasia drives off the glass, no good. Rebound taken by Townley. Front court, Boyd for the Mean Green. Kicks over in the corner to Jones. Comes back out front to Boyd. Boyd comes left. Start, stops, comes down to the baseline. Driving through with a shot and missing is Mims. And the Raiders' Charity Savage gets the rebound. To Anastasia Hayes in the corner. Kaya Turner, Whittington, back to Turner. Penetrates, little shot in the lane, no good. Ball kept alive by Charity Savage. She's got it. Being pressured there, gets it back, drives down the baseline, lays it up and misses. Got it back again and scores. And is fouled.
Dick, that is just, that right there shows you, that's the epitome of her career here at Middle Tennessee. She just kept working, and that's what she did there. Gets the offensive board not once, but twice. And puts it home.
She would not quit. 24-13. George back in. And Shepherd out for North Texas. They only have eight players. Charity makes the free throw, completing a three-point play. She's got seven. And the Raiders lead 25-13. North Texas wouldn't have fared well against Western Kentucky on Saturday with just eight players.
No, they might have finished the game with only four.
Here comes Boyd, driving right of the lane. Shot is partially blocked. George got the rebound and scored. George now with six. And that will be the end of the first quarter. We've got one fast quarter in the books. After one, Middle Tennessee 25, North Texas 15 on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it. No matter where you are or what you're up to, whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back courtside. The historic Murphy Center, the Monty Hale, Jimmy Earl Arena, Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, Middle Tennessee women's basketball. The Lady Raiders in North Texas. The Lady Raiders lead at the end of one quarter, 25-15. Shots look like this. North Texas, 5 of 18 in that first quarter for 27%, while Middle Tennessee was 11 of 21 for 52% from three-point range. Mean Green, 1 of 3, 33%. Middle Tennessee, 2 of 4 for 50%. Free throws, 4 for 4 for North Texas. Middle Tennessee, 1 of 3. Leading the way for Middle Tennessee, Anastasia Hayes with 10 points. Charity Savage already with 8 rebounds in one quarter of play.
8 rebounds, 7 points for Charity, who will be honored after the game on senior night as our only senior.
As we get ready for the second quarter, we remind you that Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, they're the official medical group of Middle Tennessee Athletics. They've been proudly keeping Murfreesboro healthy since the year 1949.
North Texas will have the ball as we start play here in the second period. Madison Townley, right in front of our broadcast location, will play it in. Into Jackson. Jackson guarded out front by Anastasia Hayes. George on a high post. Wants to give it to Boyd, and Taylor Sutton won't let her. And the pass inside is stolen by Aislinn Hayes. I think Taylor Sutton forced that turnover. In the corner, Anastasia for three, no good. Charity Savage rebounds, misses, and Rella Booth, who's in there with the second rebound, puts it through.
Yeah, Rella Booth padding her offensive boards there by missing the first shot and going in and getting it.
27-15, Rella came in to start the second quarter for Alexis Whittington. With the ball out front is Jackson. Works on the right wing to Townley. Out front to Jones. Jones launches a long three that's no good. Rella Booth tips the ball, takes the rebound. And we'll give it up to Aislinn Hayes.
Dick, Rella looks better every time she gets on the floor. She's playing well.
Hayes working out on the left side. Guarded out there by Jackson. Flips it away to Charity Savage for three. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound North Texas. Here's Boyd into front court. Boyd, freshman point guard. Very quick. Top of the key. Comes left. Dumps it off in the corner. Can't get a three there. Now out to Townley, and she hits a 15-footer.
Nice little shot from the free throw line there by Madison Townley. Good look.
27-17. Raiders by 10. Raiders jumped out to a 12-0 lead in this game. Aislinn Hayes to the foul line. Pulls up. Needs help. Gets it back out to Anastasia. Tries to penetrate. Kicks it out to Aislinn. She'll drive the lane for an underhand layup and score.
Nice little scoop shot there by the freshman.
29-17. Raiders by 12. Out front is Jackson. We are early second quarter here. Middle Tennessee leading by 12. Here comes Jackson. Lost her balance. The ball went she didn't want it to go, and she's called for traveling.
Yeah, it didn't leave her hand. She went to the floor.
So the Raiders have it in backcourt, leading by 12. Get your station break in here when we get a chance. Long pass across the line to Rella Booth. That was against the press. Gets it out front to Aislinn Hayes. Hayes pulls up, tried to feed it underneath to Charity. Knocked free but saved by Taylor Sutton. Back out to Aislinn around Rella Booth's screen. Gives it to Charity Savage. Into Rella, battling with George. The ball is loose and picked up by North Texas. Jones to Boyd. Long pass to George under for a layup. Missed it. Got her own rebound and missed that one. And the Raiders' Charity Savage gets the rebound. Anastasia or Aislinn Hayes in the front court. She'll fire up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Charity Savage has it. Bounces it out to Taylor Sutton. Sutton to Aislinn Hayes. Fresh shot clock. Aislinn drifts over to the right side. Calls a set play around Rella Booth's screen. She'll drive for a layup. And Jackson did a pretty good defensive job there. Blocked it out of bounds. Raiders will have it under the basket. Rella Booth is coming out. Alexis Whittington back in.
5 seconds remaining on the shot clock, so Middle Tennessee will need to work their magic inbounds quickly.
Aislinn Hayes will key it in. Gets it in to Sutton in the corner. Taylor on the dribble, needs to put it up. Fires the three. It's no good, and the rebound is picked up by Anastasia Hayes. Back to Aislinn. Fakes a three, drives, leaves it out front for Whittington. Open three is good. Alexis, second three-pointer.
If you give Alexis that kind of time, Dick, she's going to make you pay. That was perfect.
32-17. Here's a three by Boyd that misses. Townley gets the rebound. North Texas maintains control in the front court. Townley going to lob it in on the post to Shepherd, and it's stolen by who else? Anastasia Hayes. Slows the pace a little bit as she brings it down. Raiders with their largest lead now, 15 points. Anastasia Hayes left to the free throw line, backs it up outside the three-point line, comes right, still on the dribble, over to Alexis Whittington. Little pull-up 12-footer is good.
Nice little mid-range game there by Alexis. Nice up move, put it on the floor, stepped inside the free throw line and drained it.
34-17. This is Boyd in front court. Gives it at the line to Shepherd for a 15-footer. That's in and out. Taken off on the rebound by Anastasia Hayes in the front court. She'll come on a drive all the way, and the layup won't go, but she was fouled.
That was a beautiful hesitation move there by Anastasia, Dick. About 12 feet from the basket, blew right past 23. Thompson on the way to the hoop, and Thompson could do nothing but commit the foul.
So Anastasia to the line. We'll have two shots. With 5:37 to play in the first half, Raiders on top 34-17. Number one rattles and comes out. If there is a dent in the Raiders' armor at this stage of the game, it would be free throw shooting. She misses both shots.
Yeah, one of five so far in the game tonight. Just over 63% on the season.
Here's Mims. Ball deflected by Aislinn Hayes, but saved in the corner. North Texas with it. Out front, Thompson gives the ball inside to Mims. Misses, and the rebound to Charity Savage. Aislinn Hayes brings it into front court. Flips it away on the left side to Anastasia. Comes around to Charity Savage screen. Backs it up. Now Whittington sets a stationary screen out front. Gets the pass. Back out front to Anastasia. She'll drive in, lose the dribble. Picked up by North Texas. Long pass ahead to Thompson, driving for a shot. No good, and we've got a foul.
Yeah, I think they might get Taylor Sutton on that one.
I think you are correct. The Taylor's first foul. Media timeout, 4:55 remaining in the first half. 34-17, Middle Tennessee leading on the Blue Raider Network. From Learfield, IMG College.
The flagship and station for Blue Raider Sports.
Conference USA champs. Raiders win the championship.
News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, courtside at the Murphy Center. Timeout here on the floor. 4:55 remaining in this first quarter. Middle Tennessee leads 34-17, and we'll take a break.
Our employees at Purity Dairy are proud to be true blue supporters of Middle Tennessee athletics and their student athletes. At Purity Dairy, we aim to be the most trusted source of wholesome, delicious dairy products for every occasion. We never forget how fortunate we are to be invited into your home, and we earn our place by holding ourselves to the highest standards. With over 100 products available in Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky, visit your local retailer for Purity milk, ice cream, and more.
We know everyone's fitness journey is different, which is why Gold's Gym offers such a wide range of fitness options on the latest fitness equipment. From machines and free weights to bar and hot yoga classes, the clubs of Gold's Gym Tennessee have something for everyone, including childcare. With two locations in Murfreesboro and one in Smyrna, Gold's Gym provides Rutherford County the best facilities at competitive prices. Drop in now for your $1 enrollment membership. See club for details.
Have an upcoming event or celebration? MT Catering has you covered on or off campus. Whether it's a business lunch, wedding, tailgate, or anything in between, MT Catering has got you covered. We also offer Chick-fil-A and Dunkin' Donuts catering. Call us today to help you plan your event at 615-898-2202 or visit mtdining.com and click catering. MT Catering, your MTSU catering solution.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Raiders have opened the second quarter on a 9-2 run, and we'll have North Texas going to the free throw line. This is Randy Thompson, 5'10 freshman for the Maine Green, who will shoot two. First one no good. They started three freshmen in the game tonight. The Raiders started two and a pair of sophomores. Second shot, Thompson missed them both, and the rebound taken by Anastasia Hayes. And each team with just one senior on the squad. Anastasia at long range now, comes around Whittington's screen, gives it to Alexis, drives it into the lane, dishes off to Charity Savage, couldn't get a shot against George, got it outside to Taylor Sutton. Sutton comes left. Behind the back dribble. Got in there, but then lost it. Picked up by North Texas. They're coming fast and furious. There's a shot blocked by Whittington. Taken by Charity Savage. And now ball knocked free by Boyd, but Anastasia Hayes got it back. North Texas has picked up their intensity since the game started. I expect they had a little encouragement from their bench across the way to do that.
Yeah, I think Coach Mitchell got into him just a little bit.
Whittington open from three. That one comes off. Rebound taken by Mims. She'll bring it into front court. A lot of long pass over to Townley to George coming right down the lane. They worked that nicely as George got the layup.
Yeah, nobody picked up the trailer. George, as both people rotated to Townley on the block. And George ran the floor beautifully.
34-19. Aislinn Hayes with the ball. Comes right. Guarded by Boyd. Freshman against freshman. Bounce pass left side goes to Anastasia Hayes. Hayes puts a move on Mims, drives the lane, misses the shot. Came up short. Rebound by Charity Savage. Misses, but we've got a foul.
I think they're going to get George on that foul.
That'll be Anisha George's second foul. As they will put in Jones, number two, freshman, will come in for Thompson. Charity Savage to the line. Two shots. 3:27 remaining in the first half. 34-19, Middle Tennessee. Charity's first one rims out. No good. And the Raiders,
one of six now, Dick. They've really struggled from the free throw line
tonight.
They
certainly have. One more. This one is up, and that one's good. 35-19. North Texas in front court. Out front with the ball, Jackson. Comes right, stops. Dishes it back outside to Jones. Coming left on the dribble. Jones gives it to Mims, breaking down the lane with a runner. No good. Charity Savage, another rebound. Quick outlet to Aislinn Hayes. Now Anastasia one-on-one. Driving underneath. Lays it up and scores. 37-19. Later shootout to an 18-point lead. Out front with the ball, Jackson. She puts a move on, loses the dribble. Picked up in there by Townley. It'll hit a little jumper in the lane.
Good defense by Middle Tennessee on that one. Just bad luck as that ball bounced after the deflection, bounced right to Townley.
37-21. Middle Tennessee leading and with the basketball in front court. Going right to left as we view it here from the center stripe at Murphy Center. Taylor Sutton comes right. Backs up, gives to Alexis Whittington. Back outside to Aislinn Hayes, to Anastasia. Foul on number four, Jackson, pushing Anastasia Hayes. That'll be her first, team's third in the quarter. Raiders ball, side front court. Anastasia will play it in. 2:18 to play in the first half. Ball coming in to Savage, back to Anastasia. Drives under the basket, shot is up short, got her own rebound. Looks for an outlet. Back to Charity Savage, who was standing outside the three-point line. Now to Aislinn Hayes around Charity's screen. Driving through. Shot good! And they're going to count that, and she will get a free throw.
Yeah, I think Nia Boyd's going to pick up her second foul.
That will be team foul number four in the quarter. Aislinn Hayes with the basket. And we'll get a free throw. 39-21.
Kai Turner set to check in for the shooter.
Free throw good. Aislinn will come out now and Turner in as the Raider lead goes to 19-40-21. 2 minutes remaining, first half. Jackson out near the center line, guarded there by Taylor Sutton. Comes left on the dribble. Sutton stays with her. Ball in the corner to Jones. Jones kicks the pass back outside to Thompson. Thompson comes left, driving, spinning in the lane. Shot up, missed. Rebound taken by Anastasia Hayes, fighting with Charity Savage with the ball.
No, you let Charity have that one.
Anastasia works across the line. Come around Charity's screen. Drives in, loses it. Picked up by North Texas. This is Jackson. She's coming hard right down the lane and misses the layup. And she had an open shot. And the ball out of bounds to Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, she was standing out of bounds when Townley tried to corral the rebound for North Texas and knocked it right into Jackson's hands. Unfortunately, she was out of bounds.
Kaya Turner will bring it down. Blue Raider freshman works across the line. High post, Charity Savage turns. Tried to feed it under to Anastasia, cutting from the corner, and passed a little bit too high and over her head. So the Mean Green will get it with 109 remaining here in the first half. Middle Tennessee leading 40-21. Freshman Jason Jackson at the center line, met there by Taylor Sutton, comes left. Pulls up, gives it out front to Jones. Jones fires up a three and hits it. That's her second three.
A nice little step back there by Jones. A little jab step toward the basket and step back and drain the three.
40-24. Kaya Turner in front court. Guarded out front by Thompson. Comes right. Flips it away to Alexis Whittington. One dribble. Shovel pass back to Anastasia Hayes. Hayes going to come back out front. 26 seconds left in the half. Anastasia on a drive. Got in there. Ball hit the bottom of the rim. Rebounded by North Texas. Townley over to Mims. Long pass. It goes out on the wing to Jones. She'll fire up a three and
hit it.
She will connect. Two in a row for the freshman Jones for North Texas. That makes it 40-27. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and a three misses. Anastasia Hayes had a pretty good look at it from long range. And that is the end of the first half. Halftime with a score, Middle Tennessee 40 and North Texas 27. Stay with us. We'll be back with our halftime show. That'll be coming away next on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Marco's Pizza. Why is their pizza so good? It's the ingredients. Fresh dough made each and every day in their stores. Sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. A special blend of three fresh shredded cheeses and hearty, robust meats. Pizza. Fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Two locations in Murfreesboro and a brand new location in Smyrna, where you can bring your family to dine in. Order for pickup or delivery. By phone or online at marcos.com. Marco's Pizza. Hello, Primo.
The MTSU Alumni Association is proud of its more than 130,000 living alumni who are leading, teaching, entertaining, researching, flying, farming, nursing, and more worldwide. Every Blue Raider accomplishment adds value to your degree. Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? Visit mtalumni.com to share what you're doing, update your information, and see how you can be involved and informed. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Wait, our team lost. Why are you celebrating?
Because I just won playing Keno to Go.
Wait, what?
It's a Tennessee lottery game where you decide how you play and what you could win. See, pick one number, match it, and you can win up to $45, or pick 10 numbers for the chance to win up to $300,000. It's up to you. Well, you gotta play first.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big wins, multiple drawings daily. Now that you know, how will you Keno to Go? Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Courtney Brown, great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Did you know that your heating and cooling equipment works hard for you every day, and like any mechanical equipment, it is recommended to have a checkup twice a year? These checkups improve efficiency, extend its life, and help avoid costly repairs. Before the weather sneaks up on you, call us today, 888-MY-ROSCOE. Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide health care as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
Your Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
It is halftime at the Murphy Center. Middle Tennessee leading North Texas 40-27. Welcome into our halftime show brought to you in part by Gold's Gym Tennessee. Now with seven locations in the Middle Tennessee area, you can visit them in person or go online at goldsgymtennessee.com. Get yourself started on a way to a little bit better health and fitness. Middle Tennessee with a 40-27 lead at halftime. The Raiders jumped out 12-0 in the first quarter and hit North Texas in the belt, coming right out of the locker room. 12-0 lead, led 25-15 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored them 15-12 in that second period for a 13-point halftime lead, and did lead by as many as 19 points in the second quarter. 8 points for Charity Savage, but the big stat for Charity, 15 rebounds in the first half. Dwayne will tell you more about that. 7 points for Aislinn Hayes, 8 points for Alexis Whittington, and leading the Lady Raiders the first half, Anastasia Hayes with an even dozen points. Anisha George has 8 points to lead North Texas. We'll take a break. Dwayne will have more facts and figures for you coming up as our halftime show continues on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Take a time out with Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders.
With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Perfect for tailgating or enjoying with your home team, Bunny gives you the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Your number one Blue Raider fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Claiborne and Taylor Insurance are a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. This is Kim Eyscheid. Visit Claiborne and Taylor in Murfreesboro today or go to ClaiborneTaylor.com. At Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, we're proud to represent Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
The MTSU Alumni Association is proud of its more than 130,000 living alumni who are leading, teaching, entertaining, researching, flying, farming, nursing, and more worldwide. Every Blue Raider accomplishment adds value to your degree. Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? Visit mtalumni.com to share what you're doing, update your information, and see how you can be involved and informed. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Marco's Pizza. Why is their pizza so good? It's the ingredients. Fresh dough made each and every day in their stores. Sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. A special blend of three fresh shredded cheeses and hearty, robust meats. Pizza. Fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Two locations in Murfreesboro and a brand new location in Smyrna, where you can bring your family to dine in. Order for pickup or delivery. By phone or online at marcos.com. Marco's Pizza. Hello, Primo.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield IMG College under the broadcasting rights granted by Middle Tennessee State University. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield IMG College. Announcers are provided by Learfield IMG College and approved by the university.
Welcome back. Halftime score, Middle Tennessee on top of North Texas, 40-27. Last Gas is Drugs. They provide all your pharmaceutical needs in that hometown atmosphere you deserve. They're located at 4702 Last Gas is Pike, just minutes from Murfreesboro. We'll take a quick look at our first half stats. First for the visitors from Denton, Texas, the Mean Green of North Texas, led in scoring in the first half by Anisha George with 8 points. Correction, that will be Summer Jones, who leads the way with 9 points. Anisha George with 8 points, 4 points for Mandy Townley, 2 points apiece for Nia Boyd, Jason Jackson, and Charlene Shepard. North Texas was 10 of 33 from the floor for 30%, 3 of 6 from 3-point range for 50%, 4 of 6 from the free throw line for 67%. North Texas pulled down 17 rebounds and committed 8 first-half turnovers. The Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee led in scoring in the first half by Anastasia Hayes, who had 12 points over the first half, over the first two quarters, 6 of 11, on 6 of 11 shooting is what I was trying to say for Anastasia Hayes. No one else in double figures. Charity Savage, 8 points, 15 rebounds for the senior from Memphis on senior night. Those 15 rebounds give her 316 on the season. That total is 9th all-time in Middle Tennessee single-season rebounding lore. She passed Ebony Rowe, who was 10th. Holly Hoover, who was ninth. Ebony Rowe had 313 back in 2010 and 11. Holly Hoover, 315 back in 1982 and 83. 7 points for Aislinn Hayes in the first half. 8 points for Alexis Whittington. 2 points for Rella Booth. Courtney Whitson and Kaya Turner both played and did not score. The Lady Raiders, 17 of 38, 44%. 3 of 11 for 27% from range. 3 of 8 from the free throw line for 37%. Middle Tennessee pulled down 30 rebounds and committed 9 first half turnovers. Points off turnovers in favor of the Lady Raiders, 13-7. Points in the paint, 26-12 in favor of Middle Tennessee. Second chance points, 14-4 Lady Raiders, 10-4 fast break for Middle Tennessee. And North Texas's bench has outscored Middle Tennessee's bench 11-10. When the Blue Raider team scores 60 or more, all fans will win $5 off their next purchase at Chicken Salad Chick. Download the free Chicken Salad Chick app now. And if the Blue Raiders score 60 or more, you can check in and listen for the reward code to receive $5 off Chicken Salad Chick. Proud sponsor of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. We'll step aside, take a break, back with second half action as you listen to Lady Raider basketball on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Encourage real-time collaboration at your office with Ricoh Interactive Whiteboards from RJ Young. Easily write, draw, edit, move, and save information. Connect your laptop or mobile device to use your preferred business apps with this Windows 10-based controller. Reduce travel expenses and increase efficiency by connecting up to 20 devices simultaneously in multiple locations. To begin working smarter, faster, and more efficiently, visit rjyoung.com/whiteboards.
Hi, I'm Will Brown.
And I'm Courtney Brown.
And we're the great-grandchildren of Roscoe Brown.
Our third-generation business has been serving folks in Middle Tennessee since 1940.
At Roscoe Brown, you are more than just a ticket number. We live in this community and we care about our neighbors.
Whether you have lived here your whole life or are new to town, your family can trust our family with your heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation needs.
Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it, no matter where you are or what you're up to. Whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
Erica?
Paige, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, we're having a little get-together tonight. You should come.
I'd love to.
Great. We're the Greenhouse on the corner of Tennessee and New York Avenue with the Silver Scotty out front, next to the Red Hotel. Right past Go. Should be plenty of free parking.
Cool. See you tonight.
Play the new Monopoly Multiplier Instant Games with Scratch My Back and bring the game of Monopoly to life like never before. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Okay, so this noodle bowl, one of my faves. I start with a nice lean pork tenderloin. Look at that. Nice, right? Saute on medium-high. Browning. Nicely. Now the broth. It's Asian-inspired and perfect with pork. A dash more sauce.
Pork always brings authentic flavor, even when you're home, alone, hosting a fake cooking show.
Fresh basil, a lime wedge, perfection!
Find your flavor at porkbeinspired.com. Pork. Be inspired.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, Chip Walters here. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from Floyd Stadium at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, T-shirts, hats, and all the other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com or at Gate 2A on game days. Lightning's Locker Room, the official game day provider, powered by Textbook Brokers.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Welcome back to the Murphy Center. Second half action getting ready to start. Both teams out from the locker rooms. We'll take a quick look at our Conference USA scoreboard. Overtime in Norfolk, Virginia. Old Dominion and UAB tied at 55. FIU and Marshall. Marshall on top by three with about 6.5 minutes left to go in quarter number four. Southern Miss 10 better than Florida Atlantic, 45-35. That's in the third quarter. Western Kentucky on top of Charlotte at home by 10, 59-49, with about 7:53 remaining in the game. Rice 16-10 on top of UTEP early first quarter. And then UTSA trails Louisiana Tech 14-2. That's midway through quarter number one.
Raiders out there with their starting five in there to start the second half. The First Vision first minute of the second half brought to you by First Vision Bank, where service means more power to your business. Call Chris Henson or Janet Bowman at 494-5950. They'll bring the bank to your door.
And don't forget, Conference USA basketball, championship basketball in at the Star in Frisco, Texas. Your tickets are on sale now through the Blue Raider ticket office. The tournament March 14 through 16, you can get a book for the entire tournament for only $125.
Raiders put it in play. We're underway with the second half. Aislinn Hayes works on the left wing to Anastasia. She'll drive it to the foul line. In with a runner, short. Rebound taken by Charity Savage. Out front it goes to Aislinn Hayes. Comes left. Starts down to the baseline. Kicks it out front to Anastasia. Top of the key. Backs it up. 5 seconds to shoot. Dishes off to Sutton for three. That is in and out. That went halfway down and came out. Tough look on that shot. Here's Jackson circling out front for North Texas to Townley. She'll take a couple of dribbles. Shovel the pass back out to Boyd. Boyd against Aislinn Hayes. Left wing, Jackson. Jackson starts to the baseline. Cut off there by Anastasia Hayes. And a three missed by Jones. She had hit two in a row. They give it to her breaking down the lane. She misses. And a loose ball on the rebound. George has it. She misses. And Charity Savage comes out. Long pass to Anastasia. Driving for a layup and she'll score.
Not only did that was a great hustle play by Charity Savage, but great court vision to find the streaking Hayes.
42-27. Here's Boyd in front court for North Texas. Driving through Jackson and a foul on Charity Savage as Jackson broke down the baseline. And for Charity, that is foul number one. Now, what a difference a few days make. Raiders with only four team fouls, and we're already in the second half. North Texas with 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, I think.
Charity Savage was close to fouling out of the game at this point on Saturday.
Exactly. Free throw number one was no good by Jackson. She'll get one more. She hit a couple in the first quarter. Hits that one. She's got 3 points all from the foul line. 42-28. Raiders lead it and will bring it down the floor.
Full court press coming from North Texas.
Across the line, Taylor Sutton gives it out to Aislinn Hayes. Hayes, one bounce left to Anastasia. Comes out front to Charity Savage. Charity whips the pass right to Sutton for three. That one is good.
That one dropped straight through, Dick. That one caught no iron at all and barely trickled through the net.
45-28. Raiders go up by 17 now. Here's Jones out front with the ball. Down the baseline to Jackson. Back to Jones. Cross-court pass goes to Townley in the opposite corner to Jackson. Checked off down the baseline, got it in the middle, and the shot is good there by Jones. They worked it nicely. Jones now with 11. She'll lead the North Texas team in scoring, 45-30. Raiders working in front court. Aislinn Hayes to Anastasia on the wing. She'll drive all the way. Got in there for a layup and hit it. Anastasia now with 16, and it's 47-30. Back to a 17-point lead. Outside Jackson for the main green. Comes left, whips the pass over to Town. A shot blocked, but they'll call a foul on Charity Savage.
Wow. Not much contact there from Savage. She did make contact on the follow-through.
That will put Townley at the line for two. First one good. She's a 51% free throw shooter. 47-31. Makes them both 47-32. a little bit better than 50% on that trip.
And her stroke looked better than a 50% free throw shooter as well.
Aislinn Hayes pressured, gets it across the line against Boyd. Now Boyd knocks it free. Aislinn picks it up. Got it to Charity Savage. Gives it back to Anastasia. 7 minutes remaining third quarter, 47-32. Raiders up by 15. Led it by 13 at the half. And now Anastasia has the ball knocked free and taken away. Across the line, this is Jackson. Jackson coming in the corner for a three from Jones, and she'll hit another one.
And that young lady can shoot, Dick. She is, that's her fourth three-pointer of the game.
47-35.
Suddenly it's a 12-point lead.
Raiders in front court. Aislinn Hayes out front. Comes to the foul line. Back to Whitson. Courtney called for steps. She's going to start a drive down the left side and shuffle her feet.
Yeah, a little bunny hop there.
She'll come out in favor of Alexis Whittington with 6:24 to play third quarter.
Don't forget, even though we don't have any more coaches' shows, that Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Town Center is the postgame destination for Blue Raider fans. We thank Sam's for being with us all season long.
Here's Jackson, guarded out front by Anastasia Hayes. With the ball on the floor. Comes left on the wing to Jones for three. That one's good.
Dick, somebody's going to have to stay on her because she has the capability of shooting him back into the game, and that's now down to single digits.
47-38. North Texas cuts the lead to nine. Anastasia drives through, hits the layup. I don't know how she did it. And she will get a free throw. The foul, check the board, is on 41. Townley, her second. Anastasia to the line. Tonight she is 0 for 2 against Western on Saturday. She was 15 for 19. Free throw good. She has 19 points in this game, and it's 50 to 38. The lead back to double digits.
We'll have to check. It looks like there's been a correction on the fouls. Townley only has one, so we'll try to get that correction for you.
Boyd, deep right. Townley lobs it to George and over her head and out of bounds. So the Raiders will have the ball in backcourt. Leading 50 to 38. Long pass across the line to Whittington, to Taylor Sutton, and out front to Aislinn Hayes. Well, I hope we don't have as much trouble with fouls as we did Saturday. We were in total darkness.
We were.
Here's Sutton, 4-3, right side. Got it! Taylor Sutton, that's three for her tonight. And it's 53-38. With the ball, Boyd comes right. Pass under the basket, deflected out of bounds by the Raiders. So the Mean Green will have it underneath. And true to their name, they are in all black uniforms, trimmed in green. Raiders in the home whites. Leading 53-38. Ball into Townley. Out of the corner, Boyd misses a three. Rebound, Charity Savage. That one fell right in her hands. And now she's called for a double dribble. That ball came up funny. I don't know what happened. But the ball is going to go back to North Texas after this media timeout. Timeout on the floor, 4:57 to play here in the third quarter. Middle Tennessee 53, North Texas 38 on the Blue Raider Network. From Learfield, IMG College.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
It's your month, America, because this is Ford Truck Month. Your month for great deals on legendary Ford trucks like F-150, Super Duty, and Ranger. Your month to drive Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 43 years straight. Your month for big-time power, off-road capability, and turning heads around town. Your month to, well, you get the idea.
Based on 1977 through 2019 calendar year total sales.
Great deals, tough trucks. Oh, yeah, it's Ford Truck Month, all right.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Welcome back inside the friendly confines of the historic Murphy Center. 4:57 remaining third quarter. Middle Tennessee enjoys a 15-point bulge, 53-38. Take a quick look at our shooting percentages here in quarter number three. Middle Tennessee, 5 of 7 from the floor for 71%, while the Mean Green of North Texas are 3 of 7 for 43%. Dick, Charity Savage continues her assault on the board. She has 18 rebounds through 2.5 quarters of play tonight.
Her career high is 22 on the year. Got it against TCU, a nationally ranked team, by the way.
And a team that Middle Tennessee wants to continue to play well in their conference tournament to help the Lady Raiders RPI. Coming up in our postgame show, it'll be naming our Build Ford Tough Player of the Game, presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Buy FordNow.com for all Ford makes and models. Ford, go further. And I'm going to go on a limb, Mr. Palmer. It might be number 35 tonight. It could be. I'm just going to tease that a little bit and see if that's what happens.
We'll see. North Texas plays it in out of bounds. That coming after a four mistake. Ball comes into Jones. Comes right. Aislinn Hayes sticking with her. Pulls up the dribble and goes now to Mims. Comes crashing through down the right side of the lane and misses. And the rebound taken by Anastasia Hayes. She'll bring it in the front court. 4.5 minutes. North Texas. Jones missed a steal. Aislinn Hayes has it to Anastasia on the left wing. And she is poked there. Might have been poked in the eye or close to the eye by Mims.
Yeah, it was the second poke that got the whistle, not the first one. Anastasia took a couple of shots right across the bridge of the nose there.
So that is the first foul on Mims. Anastasia Hayes will play it inside front court. Charity Savage has it knocked away, and apparently they're going to give it to North Texas. Charity didn't understand the call, and I didn't have a good look at it.
And neither did Rick Ensel, because he's got that quizzical look on his face.
Here is Boyd across the line, guarded by Taylor Sutton. Runs her into George's screen. Kicks it back to Townley, to Boyd on the wing. Comes driving through. Ball knocked free. Picked up by by Sutton. Comes right down the middle to Anastasia Hayes. Left corner. Hayes has it knocked free and out of bounds. Going to go back to the Raiders with 4 minutes left in the third. Middle Tennessee leading 53-38. Comes in to Anastasia Hayes. Right side cleared. Starts that way. Comes back to the middle. Little follow-away shot. No good. Rebound taken by George. And knocked free. Almost stolen by Charity Savage. Got it away to Boyd. Boyd comes right. Gets it over to Jones. Back to Boyd. Top of the key. Comes left. Into the paint. Throws up a prayer that misses. But George got the rebound and put it back in. 53-40. North Texas pressing. Raiders get it across to Whittington. Cross court to Charity Savage. Now out to Aislinn Hayes. To Charity on the left wing. George out there guarding her. Two dribbles and back to Taylor Sutton. Right it comes to Aislinn Hayes. Looks inside. Around a Whittington screen, comes left, drives through, layup, no good. Rebound, stolen by Sutton. Right side, Anastasia open for three, and she knocks it home.
Big hustle play there by the Lady Raiders. Give a lot of credit.
Taylor Sutton was very alert to grab that loose ball. Shot missed on the other end. Anastasia Hayes the rebound. Raiders up 56-40. Back out front to Taylor Sutton. Sutton backs it up, gives it to Aislinn Hayes. 2.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Middle Tennessee leading 56-40. Anastasia, left wing, out front to Charity Savage. Charity comes right to Aislinn Hayes. Around a Whittington screen, back to her. Whittington starts a drive, twisting, turning, in there with a shot, no good. Rebound tipped around, taken off by Townley for North Texas. Loops it ahead to Boyd. Boyd out front on the dribble. Stops, goes it into George, and Whittington thought a pretty nice block on that shot, but it's called for a foul.
We'll watch it on the replay board here inside the arena. It's good rotation there by Whittington. And, Dick, I'm with you. That's a clean block. Just I think there was a little anticipation going on by the official.
Anisha George at the line shooting two. She's 2 for 2 there and misses the first. 56-40. Raiders going for win number 20 in this game. Second shot good. George with 11, and it's 56-41. Raiders in front court. Here comes Anastasia Hayes in the lane. Nice dish off to Charity Savage. Couldn't hang on. Picked up by Jackson. And Charity trying to steal it back. I think committed a foul. And that's going to be 3 on her. Well, they call it on Aislinn Hayes, I think.
They did call it on Aislinn Hayes, not Charity Savage. And Charity appeared from the replay on the video board, got all basketball, but they're saying Aislinn Hayes committed a foul.
Charity is out now, and Courtney Whitson back in for the Raiders. Jackson out front, guarded by Taylor Sutton. And breaking down the baseline. Shot no good, followed by Mims, no good, followed by George. She'll get it. 2-3 chances there. 56-43. Raiders' largest lead in this game has been 19. Aislinn Hayes dishes off to Whittington. One dribble right to Taylor Sutton. Sutton backs it up. Comes left. Jones sticks with her. Back to Whitson. Deep on the right side. Knocked out of bounds by Jackson, North Texas. Raiders ball. Thompson will be checking back in for Jones. Here with 1:02 to play, third quarter.
8 seconds on the shot clock for the Lady Raiders.
Whittington, right corner. Puts it on the floor. Dishes it off to Courtney Whitson. Drives through. Shot won't go. And out of bounds, went off Courtney, who fell to her knees, and the ball hit her while she was still out of bounds, I think.
Yeah, and that was just the spacing wasn't good there. Whitson got the pass underneath the basket and really had to try to go up for a shot late in the shot clock. No space to get in front of the board.
Rolla Booth checks in for Courtney Whitson now. With the basketball out front, Jackson starts right, comes around a screen from George, dishes it off to Shepard, under to George, who misses. Rolla Booth, the rebound. Puts it away to Anastasia Hayes. Hayes comes right. Backs it up on the dribble. Stolen by Jackson. She's going to come all the way for a layup, and she will miss. But nobody there for the Raiders to rebound. And now they called a foul on Anastasia. She was the only defender back there against 3 North Texas players.
Yeah, Dick, Middle Tennessee's had some struggles tonight handling the basketball. That's turnover number 15 on the night for the Lady Raiders.
Shepard at the line, 6'2 sophomore. First of two is good. 56-44. And one more. Shepard out of Killeen, Texas. Puts it up there, and she hit them both. So it's 56-45. Raiders by 11.
As well as Middle Tennessee's played in this game, they're only up 11.
Long pass across the line. Rella Booth bounces it back out to Aislinn Hayes. 17 seconds left in the quarter, so the Raiders want the last shot. Anastasia Hayes has it out front. Runs the clock down to 5-4. Drives with 3. Out to Whittington with 2 for 3. No good. And that is the end of the quarter. After 3, Middle Tennessee 56, North Texas 45. On the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We know everyone's fitness journey is different, which is why Gold's Gym offers such a wide range of fitness options on the latest fitness equipment. From machines and free weights to bar and hot yoga classes, the clubs of Gold's Gym Tennessee have something for everyone, including childcare. With 2 locations in Murfreesboro and 1 in Smyrna, Gold's Gym provides Rutherford County the best facilities at competitive prices. Drop in now for your $1 enrollment membership. See club for details.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
$206.
$65.
$520.
I got back over $1,000 last year.
At Ascend, the more you bank, the more you could earn. Because we share our profits with our members. Last year, we gave back more than $8 million.
$347 deposited straight into my account.
What will you do with your share? Ascend Federal Credit Union. Open your account today at ascend.org. Ascend is federally insured by NCUA.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Fourth quarter action set to begin from the Murphy Center. Middle Tennessee on top by 11, 56-45. Middle Tennessee State University named one of the nation's top colleges by the Princeton Review. Our beautiful campus, home to over 140 majors taught in state-of-the-art facilities. Our undergraduates get hands-on experience working alongside a highly respected and caring faculty on research that makes a difference. Learn more about what True Blue can offer you by visiting mtsu.edu/about. Mr. Palmer, Middle Tennessee has taken fewer shots every quarter throughout this game. 21 first quarter shots, 17 second quarter shots. Only got up 13 shots in quarter number 3, and part of that's due to a turnover number that has ballooned to 15.
Yeah, the Raiders were outscored by 2 points. In the third quarter, 18-16, they led by 13 going in. Now lead by 11 going into the fourth period.
And they were also outshot as North Texas got off 15 shots, only hitting 5 of 16. Middle Tennessee hit 6 of 13. So from a percentage standpoint, Lady Raiders still scoring at a higher clip, but the turnovers beginning to mount. Points off turnovers right now led by North Texas 17-16 over the course of the first three quarters.
North Texas gets the ball first to start our final period. Ball comes in to Boyd, guarded out front by Sutton. They've had a battle all night. Ball on the left wing to Jones, puts it on the floor, comes top of the key for a jumper that's no good, didn't draw iron. Rebound Anastasia Hayes. Raiders have the basketball, leading by 11. Out to Aislinn Hayes. Jones guarding her, comes left. Back right, drives for a layup, scooped it up and in. Aislinn Hayes.
Nice little dribble penetration there by Aislinn. Used her body well to get the shot off.
58-45. North Texas working in front court. There's Mims. Dishes a pass out to Boyd. In the corner, Jones for 3. Misses that one. Charity Savage another rebound. And her pass is going to be given to, I think they say Sutton touched it last.
That's it. The official began to point Middle Tennessee way, then changed his call. The issue, I think, though, is Cherry Savage was fouled on that rebound. Should have been a whistle as it was over the back by Mims with no call. And then, oh.
Now the officials are going to confer. Game officials tonight, by the way, are Marla Gerhart, Travis Jones, and Charlie Hust.
And they're not going to change their call. They missed that one.
Ball coming in play to Mims. Mims back in center court. Comes left. Townley at long range. Holding. Couple of dribbles inside. Got an 18-footer up and hit it. Got a good bounce. Townley with 8. 58-47. North Texas pressing in backcourt. Hayes Lanez coming hard. Gets it across the line. Just a few seconds to spare. Sutton, 3 out of the corner. Good!
Never hesitated. Great catch and shoot there by Taylor Sutton.
She's got her shooting eye tonight. She's got 12. It is 61-47. Shot outside, missed by North Texas. Courtney Whitson the rebound. Gets it away to Charity Savage. Raiders bring it down now. Here comes Anastasia Hayes in the lane. She's put on the floor, fouled.
See,
and will go to the line.
I don't know if it's going to be Townley or Boyd.
I believe it's Townley.
It's Townley. They say that's her second, so. I had her with 3.
I did too.
But as we mentioned earlier, we'll have to get our fouls corrected.
Here's free throw. Anastasia, it rattles and comes out.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, the official medical group of Middle Tennessee Athletics, proudly keeping Murfreesboro healthy since the year 1949.
8-13. Both free throws missed as the Mean Green bring it into front court. 61-47. Here's Boyd. Lob pass into George. Up with the left hand. She'll score the basket. 61-49. Raiders' free throw shooting has been not good.
Abysmal might be the word you're looking for, Mr. Palmer. 4 of 11.
Here comes Aislinn Hayes driving with a layup. She will score and will draw the foul. Aislinn will go to the line.
I think they'll get Mims on that one.
Yeah, it is on Mims, her second. So give the basket to Aislinn Hayes and one free throw. 63-49. Missed it. Driving through is Boyd. She tripped. And nobody committed a foul. She just tripped. They call a foul?
They did.
On Taylor Sutton. When you trip on over somebody's foot, I don't know how that's a foul. Jackson drives through, misses the shot. Rebound, Aislinn Hayes in the front court. Might take it all away and dribbles it right into the hands of George, who intercepts the dribble. Back to Boyd. Jackson driving through. The ball deflected. George gets it back and scores. Can't let her have the ball that close to the rim. 63-51.
Middle Tennessee's got to protect the basketball, Dick. They just keep turning it over.
Aislinn Hayes in the corner. Whitson for 3 there. No good. And out of bounds, went off North Texas.
Nope, they say it went off Middle Tennessee.
So the visitors from Texas get the ball with 6:54 remaining in this game. Courtney Whitson is out. Charity Savage back in for the Raiders. Here's Mims. Backs it up, starts in. Kicks it off to Townley. Jumper there is rolling no good. George with the rebound. She missed that one. Got it again, and then Whittington knocks it free and pitches ahead to Anastasia Hayes. Hayes puts on a move in the lane. Her pass intercepted by Townley. Back to Jackson. Over to Boyd. She'll drive. Spin move inside. Nice block by Whittington. Rebound, Charity Savage. Off to Sutton. 3-on-2. Sutton, pull-up jumper. Good. Taylor now with 14. And North Texas going to take a timeout. So with timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 65, North Texas 51. 6:10 to play in the game on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have an upcoming event or celebration? MT Catering has you covered on or off campus. Whether it's a business lunch, wedding, tailgate, or anything in between, MT Catering has got you covered. We also offer Chick-fil-A and Dunkin' Donuts catering. Call us today to help you plan your event at 615-898-2202 or visit mtdining.com and click catering. MT Catering, your MTSU catering solution.
Your number one Blue Raiders fans, Otto Warner's Insurance and Claiborne and Taylor Insurance are a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. This is Doran Claiborne. Visit Claiborne and Taylor Insurance in Murfreesboro today or go to www.claibornetaylor.com. At Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, we're proud to represent Otto Warner's Insurance, the no-problem people.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
6:10 remaining in the contest. Middle Tennessee on top by 14, 65-51. Before we resume play, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You're listening to Lady Raider Basketball.
The flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Conference USA champs! Raiders win the championship!
News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Dick Palmer, Dwayne Hickey with you here on Senior Night. Final home game for the Lady Raiders, leading 65-51. This is Boyd in front court, guarded by Taylor Sutton. Taylor's got 14 points tonight, and she's played a bang-up defensive game against Boyd. There's a long three missed. That was Thompson. Rebound to Taylor Sutton. Sutton has the ball knocked free by Boyd, stolen, or Jackson it was. Gives it to Boyd. Boyd passes under. Thompson wide open, misses the shot, and Charity Savage snares the rebound. Lead pass to Aislinn Hayes, and it's going to go off Jones out of bounds.
I tell you what, Dick, Middle Tennessee has done not a very good job of taking care of the basketball tonight. They have made some really errant passes. They've dribbled into trouble on multiple occasions. 19 turnovers on the night for the Lady Raiders.
Out of bounds play in the corner to Kaya Turner, who's just come in, drives to the basket, soft shot, no good, got her own rebound, and has it knocked free out of bounds. It'll go back to the Raiders. Kaya Turner came in at that break for Anastasia Hayes. Now checking in for North Texas, Townley is back in, Thompson out. 5:32 remaining in the game. Raiders by 14, 65-51. Out of bounds play into Whittington. Sutton inside Charity Savage. Backs in. She's fouled. They're going to wave the basket off. The foul before the shot by Shepard. Be her third. And it's going to go out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. Here's George back in.
Folks, don't forget, after tonight's game, visit Sam's Sports Grill and Stones River Town Center. Sam's Sports Grill, the official post-game destination of Blue Raider fans.
All into Whittington, out to Taylor Sutton. Left wing, puts it on the floor, drives under the basket, foul there by, I think, number four, Jackson.
It is Jackson, her.
Her second. And again, the Raiders getting to practice their out-of-bounds plays. Here's another one, into Whittington. Comes to the right side, turns, spins, off the glass, good.
Nice little half hook there by Whittington.
She's got 10, 67-51. North Texas with the basketball. In front court, shot away, good. Who was that? Townley?
I believe it was Townley, yes,
yep.
Sir.
Townley's had a nice little mid-range jumper and hit another one, 67-53. Raiders with the ball now. As we go under 5 minutes left in the game, out front to Whittington. Alexis to Kaya Turner. Starts right, backs up, gives it to Charity Savage. Sutton in the corner. Pull-up jumper. Taylor Sutton comes up short. Rebound Charity Savage. Back to Taylor. Fires again. No good. Rebound Charity Savage. Follows and scores, and she's fouled. I think she's just tied her career high in rebounds.
She just surpassed it with two offensive boards. 23 on the night for Savage.
She's going to have the basket and a free throw coming, but first a timeout. 4:27 left, 69-53. Raiders lead on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Hello, I'm Janet Bowman, Business Development Officer at First Vision Bank and proud Blue Raider fan. Growing up in a small town, I learned the value of supporting local business. At First Vision, we do banking neighbor to neighbor, the local way. Our remote deposit capture is always free, and our courier service comes straight to your door. Whether you need to borrow a cup of sugar or a little more, First Vision is your partner for local business banking. Learn more at firstvisionbank.com.
First Vision Bank, member FDIC.
Hear Prep basketball coverage now streaming at WGNSradio.com and on our app.
Welcome back. Courtside at the Murphy Center. 4:27 remaining in the contest. Middle Tennessee on top, 69-53. How would you like to be able to listen to us while synced up in with your television in the comfort of your own home? You can go to SyncMyGame.com. That's SyncMyGame.com to find out how. Charity Savage at the line, Mr. Palmer, but all eyes over on the Middle Tennessee bench as Aislinn Hayes appears to be in some discomfort.
Yeah, she's a couple of timeouts. She's gone over and had our trainer stretch her out. Marissa Sexton working with her on the side. And now Charity to the line. The Raiders, by the way, have five players in double figures tonight. Charity just went to 10 points with her basket, has a chance for number 11 here, and has also set a new career rebounding record tonight, 23.
Previous high was 22 against TCU earlier this year, so the senior from Memphis going out in style.
One free throw, and it's good. She's got 11 points, 23 rebounds, 70-53. North Texas works it in the front court. Out front with the basketball is Jackson. Over to the right side. Driving in the lane. Boyd got it underneath to Townley, and she hits a layup.
Yeah, dribble penetration broke the Middle Tennessee defense down, and easy basket.
Here's Kaya Turner, Anastasia Hayes to Whittington on the left side. 70-55. Raiders by 15 here with just under 4 minutes to play. Outside Turner, hooks a pass over to Charity. Got the shot away straight away. It's good. It's a two. Came from the top of the key. 72-55. Driving through the shot. Jones, no good. Rebound taken by Anastasia Hayes. Has the ball knocked free. Gets it back. Works in the front court. Shovels the pass over to Turner. Kaya Turner, freshman guard, coming right on the dribble. He's going to try to feed Charity, break into the basket. North Texas got in the passing lane and knocked it free, and it I got to give it to them. I guess it went off Charity.
Yeah, Charity got back down there. I think she was maybe a half step slow rolling off that screen, Dick, and allowed North Texas to get into the passing lane.
72-55. This is Boyd out front. Boyd guarded by Taylor Sutton to Mims. They posted her. She drives it into the lane. A little follow away is good by Mims for her first basket. 72-57. Raiders bring it down against pressure and throw it away. Goes over Whittington's head. Who was that, Turner?
Yeah, Turner just led Whittington just a little bit too much. Whittington actually was flat-footed. Turner threw the pass as if Whittington was moving toward the baseline.
Boyd, front court, 2:40 left. Working outside on the dribble. Starts in, comes back. And dishes it off now to Jones. Gets it over to Jackson on the left wing. Comes back out front, starts a drive. And Charity Savage blocked the shot, but Jackson got it back and scored. Got her own blocked shot. It's her first basket, 72-59. Raiders in front court. Kaya Turner working outside. Comes around a screen from Charity Savage. Gets it over to Whittington. Alexis. Back to Anastasia Hayes. Starts in the circle. Comes right between two. Banks it up. And I don't know how in the world she hit that shot. But it went in. 24 points for Anastasia. 74-59. We're at the 1:36 mark.
25th rebound for Savage.
It was stolen by Jackson. And a foul
on Kaya Turner.
Turner gets her first foul. Charity's going to come out to a standing O on senior night.
25 rebounds on the night, Dick. 13 points. Career high in rebounding for Charity Savage, just two off the single game mark of 27 rebounds in a game.
It's a big hug from everybody over on that bench. Free throw missed. One more for Jackson.
And the crowd still standing and clapping for Charity Savage.
1:31 to play. We'll have senior night ceremony after the game. Stay with us for that. And Charity will be our guest on our Player of the Game show. 74-60. This is Anastasia Hayes in backcourt. Doubled up. Dribbles away from it. Mirrors over to the right side. Comes right over in front of us.
Coach Insel says just take the time off the clock.
Comes left. Rella Booth's out there setting a high screen. Anastasia's going to go around it. Back to Rella. She'll shoot from three. No good. And the rebound to North Texas. Long pass ahead, and they threw it away. Oh, Jones recovered it. Missed the shot. Rebound Turner. We go under a minute to play.
Rella Booth rolled down there and got in her way, and Jones didn't like what she saw and missed the shot.
Turner outside. 43 seconds left. Comes left around a Rella Booth screen. Drives for a layup. It won't go. Rebound George. Over to Jackson. Jackson kicks the ball back to George. Long one. That's a three for George. Giving her 20 points tonight. 74-63. Time running out on North Texas. 15 seconds to play. Raiders by 11. North Texas not quitting. They're still guarding the ball out there. Taylor Sutton will dribble the final few seconds off. And your final score here tonight in our final regular season home game, Middle Tennessee 74, North Texas 63. Raiders win to go 20-9 on the season. They are now 12-5 in Conference USA. North Texas is now 11-18, 5-12 in conference play, and the Raiders will take a 20-win season into Charlotte. They'll leave tomorrow and play at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Stay with us now. Our postgame show coming your way next on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.